This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The pressure for Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko to step down continues after thousands of protesters flooded the country's capital Sunday. As many as 200,000 marched, far outnumbering the crowd of Lukashenko's supporters who also marched. They were also supported by demonstrators in Prague. Protests have been a constant after a presidential election gave Lukashenko over 80% of the vote and amid allegations of widespread vote rigging. Many residents have been hoping for regime change since Lukashenko has ruled Belarus since 1994. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron says the European Union should support opposition demonstrators in Belarus. Russia's foreign ministry says Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke by phone Sunday about Russia's proposal to hold a video summit at the United Nations to discuss Iran. Russian President Vladimir Putin proposed a video summit with the United States and the remaining parties to a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers, Britain, France, China, Germany, and Iran, to try to avoid further confrontation and escalation over Iran at the United Nations. More than 774,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, it's more than 170,000. And there are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S. making up more than 5.4 million. U.S. President Donald Trump has found a new doctor for his coronavirus task force. Dr. Scott Atlas has joined the White House as a pandemic advisor. The former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical has no expertise in public health or infectious diseases. This is VOA News. The leader of Australia's New South Wales state apologized Monday for failing to stop people carrying the novel coronavirus from disembarking from a cruise ship in Sydney in March, triggering what was at the time Australia's worst outbreak. The apology from NSW Premier for her government's poor handling of the outbreak aboard the Ruby Princess came as the number of deaths from a second wave of infection in Victoria state hit a record. Australia has reported more than 23,000 COVID-19 cases, more than 200 deaths, far fewer than many other developed nations, but missteps in the handling of the Ruby Princess and possibly also with hotel quarantine in Victoria have proven costly. Cruise ship passengers had temperatures checked and took COVID-19 tests Sunday so that they could set up sail on what is being billed as the first Mediterranean cruise after Italy's pandemic lockdown. A cruise ship company, MSC, has made the procedures for the crew as well as passengers part of its new health and safety protocols. The MSC Grandiosa departed from the port on Sunday evening for a seven-night cruise. Earlier this month, the Italian government gave its approval for cruise ships to depart from Italian ports. The cruise around the Western Mediterranean was limited to 70% capacity, but MSC declined to say how many passengers were actually on board. U.S. Democrats are opening the National Convention Monday, a four-day virtual affair with delegates and speakers scattered across the country. Plans call for former Vice President Joe Biden to accept the Democratic Party's presidential nomination Thursday night. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to accept his Republican renomination for a second term a week later. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that she is recalling the House of Representatives later this week to vote on legislation to protect the U.S. Postal Service. This follows a democratically led House Oversight Committee calling for the Postmaster General to testify at an emergency hearing on mail delays. This comes amid accusations he is gutting the U.S. Postal Service to help U.S. President Donald Trump win re-election. The White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushed back against the accusation Sunday, saying the president is not going to interfere with anybody legitimately casting their votes. Government data shows that Japan's economy contracted at an annual rate of 27.8% in April to June, the worst downturn on record as the coronavirus pandemic slammed consumption and trade. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.